and the happiest of all Fridays to all. Hank fans and family that choose to celebrate it.
It's why we love today.
I love it.
He's
back.
There he is.
He's back. He's back. Freedom of speech got him for a little bit, but we're back. And we're here on the 26th day of the ninth month of 2025, rounding the bases on September, 269 in, 96 left to go. 35 days until Halloween, 39 until daylight saving time ends. Today, otherwise known as National Key Lime Pie Day.
I do love the key lime pie.
It's nothing better than something that isn't supposed to be refreshing to be refreshing. National Better Breakfast Day.
I mean, you don't want a bad breakfast.
Go get them.
Could even be better.
Go get them out there, Herschel, wherever you are. Go get them. It is National Dumpling Day.
I don't know that I've ever really had a dumpling. It was always
kind of squishy.
Biscuits, yeah.
And it's National Pancake Day, which is one of two we get throughout the year. National Pancake Day. And tomorrow, for your FFAers around the Westoplex, going to be serving up pancakes there at Cattown Coliseum with the Texas area PBR Rattlers.
How many pancakes are you going to eat? Is it a pancake feed? It's like a challenge?
I'm going to be embarrassed about myself tomorrow. I'll just know that right now.
America.
That's right. I should be proud. It's going to be fun. Come on out. On this date in history, things happened. 1789, Thomas Jefferson appointed the first U.S. Secretary of State by George Washington.
That kid is going places.
Be careful if you're a trailblazer on this date in 1820. Daniel Boone, he died. That was back in the day.
Apparently, I'm related to him, according to my sister.
That checks out.
She's retired.
Yeah.
And she just has all this time to
genealogy.
Deep dives on the internet.
Do you have that exploration spirit? Lupe in the midday.
Heather Lee.
Not when it comes to Daniel Boone. I mean,
okay.
I'm way too busy reporting on sports to do all this wilderness stuff.
What about raccoon hats? Do you like a coon skin cap?
I mean, I do love an accessory.
All right. Well, just be careful of them.
Hey, no, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, excuse me. Easy.
No.
Hi.
It's raccoon audio. Also, dying on this day was 1902, Levi Strauss. Also a trailblazer in his own right.
He was riveting.
I wonder who invented the jort.
Yes, your jorts.
And I hope they're still with us. Their jorts are. On this date in 1933, the nickname for the FBI agents, G-Man, was born when Machine Gun Kelly was arrested and shouts, "Don't shoot me, G-Man."
Did they still shoot?
I don't know. Nobody knew. On this date, real gangland wars happened. 1957, West Side Story opened up in Broadway.
Oh, Maria!
Watch out for the Sharks and the Jets. On this date, 1960, first televised debate between presidential candidates Nixon and Kennedy took place in Chicago.
Showing the power of video, if you know, you know.
On this date, yeah, they had the same camera operator system as our Hank Facebook Live. On this date,
apparently the president.
1969, the Beatles released Abbey Road. 73, the Concorde makes its nonstop crossing. TV history. On this date, 1954, The Tonight Show debuts with the great Steve Allen as its host. 1962 was the Beverly Hillbillies. 64, this may have been the golden era. 64, certainly of theme music. Gilligan's Island. 69, The Brady Bunch.
Oh.
All of those, we almost all know the words.
It's the story.
And then 82, we got to know the Hoff with Knight Rider.
Don't hassle the Hoff.
On this date in 75, the Rocky Horror Picture Show premieres. 84, Prince comes out with Purple Rain. And in 90, they come out with the NC-17 rating.
Naughty.
And on this date in 2012, over there at Jerry World, it was George Strait announcing he is retiring from extended touring. But he did not say goodbye.
Short spurts of tours.
That Cowboy Rides Away thing, man. That was huge. That culminated in 2014. We got weekend birthdays, such as Christina Milian. I don't know who that is. 44.
Dip it low. I used to play that when I was Lupe.
Okay. Serena Williams, 44. Jim Caviezel is 57.
He was Jesus.
Linda Hamilton, 69.
She knows how to shoot.
And let's see. Oh, the guy that used to be the most interesting man in the world, Dos Equis guy. He's 87.
Ooh.
His name is Jonathan, which is not the most interesting name in the world. All due respect to all Jonathans out there.
He's JG instead of JB.
No.
Sorry.
No.
No.
Sorry. Avril Lavigne is 41 tomorrow. Lil Wayne is 43.
Yo, yo.
Gwyneth Paltrow, 53. And then Sunday. Hillary Duff, Texan, 38.
Oh.
Bam Margera is 46. Rapper Young Jeezy is 48.
Not old Jeezy?
Not yet.
He's not really young at 48. It's when the brother breaks this to you,
They don't think
Jeezy.
About this when they do that.
You got to think ahead.
Or what if you're Lil something, but you get big?
Well, then you're just the Bow Wow. Like, he used to be the Lil Bow Wow, and now he's just the Bow Wow.
Got
to
plan this stuff out, man. Naomi Watts, 57. Mira Sorvino's 58. And Moon Zappa is 58 on Sunday. See, you got to plan out your names because if you become big someday, I mean, you don't want to go by Lupe in the midday all day.
Real Country 92.
Especially if you're in the morning.